within the credit union. There are no fat cats. It's the ordinary members who are benefiting from it. So we have no difficulty with regulation generally, but I do believe that the minister should defer the introduction of Section 35 until such time is that there is a full discussion with the Irish League of Credit Unions. The minister met with them recently, and when I spoke with him at the weekend, he advised me that he would meet with them again and convinced that he will do that and that they will arrive at a solution which will be acceptable to all.
Up to now, what's happened at the credit union is if someone is having difficulty with their repayments, they can go in, talk to someone at the branch and reach an agreement and say, okay, instead of paying €50 a week, I'll pay €35 a week, and then perhaps in 6 months' time I can up it to €55 a week. What's really at risk is that level of local independence, that level of give and take that's been the hallmark of the credit union up to now.
Well, of course, there's been flexibility there, but I think the example which you've given is a good one. If one can't pay 50 and you can pay 35, they'll try it for a number of months, then they'll reschedule the account, but if, they must provide 20%. But if they default in one of the payments at the lower rate, then the credit union must provide 100% of their remaining debt. And this will exert greater pressure on the credit union. And, of course, who is affected? The members are affected because there will be less money to provide loans.